This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Grosjean still making moves to try and gain places.
Thomas, do you think he's going to survive this or not?
I'm doing racing long enough. There is no good outcome. He's not coming out.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. How are you guys doing? Welcome to the channel. Go ahead and subscribe. If you haven't already, hit that notification bell. Now for the Formula One fans, the race car driver fans, you probably know this name, Romain Grosjean, and you probably know the outcome. But for those who have not, who are not up on this Formula One driving, the race car driving, and don't know this name or this incident that happened, this will have you at the edge of your seats. So go ahead and pay attention. Will he survive? Will he not survive being in the fire? Let's go ahead and check this out. And then at the end, I want your reaction as I'll give you mine.
Here come the lights.
Tyres are good, checker. We just want to keep this. Tyres are good.
That's not good, man.
Towards the back, Grosjean has already gained two places coming out of turn one. Alex Albon in fourth, trying to keep up with Sergio Perez as he speeds into the distance ahead. Grosjean still making moves to try and gain places.
I want you guys in the comments right now, go ahead, don't cheat, put in the comments, do you think he's going to survive this or not? You guys imagine being yourself, being in his predicament. Just imagine. Okay? Put yourself here.
No, please.
Have you got help?
No information on it yet.
Is he okay?
Come into the pit lane.
Oh, tell me he's okay, please. Tell me he's okay.
Go ahead, before it's over, put in the comments now, do you think he's going to make it or not?
I'm doing racing long enough. There is no good outcome. He's not coming out.
When I saw the fireball, I couldn't believe that this could happen in modern Formula One cars.
Do you think he's going to survive? Yes or no? Put it in the comments right now.
Only has he survived going through a barrier at 160 miles an hour within a ball of fire that the heat must have been so extreme. It was a miracle. It was absolutely a miracle.
How did he jump out? That's an act of God.
Wow, those words really stuck out with me. A miracle and an act of God. Now, how's he doing?
Hello, everyone. Just wanted to say I am okay.
He went from being in a ball of fire to thinking, what part of my body is going to burn next?
Which part's going to burn first? Is it the foot? Is it the hands? Is it going to be painful?
To having death in front of his face.
This time death for me was here.
So tell me, what were you guys feeling? Were you at the edge of your seats? What'd you think? Go ahead and leave it in the comments below. Did you think he was going to survive? Now again, for the Formula One fans, you already knew the outcome. I just kept thinking, like, wow, subhanAllah, look at the fire. Now, if this is not a sign for him, let it be a sign for us. Because we know the hellfire is 70 times to 100 times hotter than any fire in this life. So we want to make sure that we go ahead and we strive to distance ourselves far from the hellfire. Now, if you were planning to go on a trip and you know that you're going to be at this destination for a very long time, what about the trip from here? Yes, after here, we're going to end up in a destination. We're going to end up in a place that now there's no coming back to this place. And those are two places, either the hellfire or the paradise. And now, wouldn't you want to read the book? The book that actually is a sign from the creator of the heavens and earth. It's full of signs. It's a living miracle. And in this book, it has detailed explanations of the journey to paradise, a description of paradise. And in this case, what we're talking about, the hellfire, a detailed description of the hellfire. Wouldn't you want to know? Shouldn't you know? Put it to the test. Pick up the Quran, read it. It's a book for all. So put it to the test. And one more thing I want you to do, go ahead in the comments below. Let me know, what were you thinking? Was he going to make it, not make it? And what lessons, what did this have you thinking about, contemplating, looking at that fire, and then imagining the real hellfire? So go ahead. May God Almighty Allah protect us from the hellfire and grant us Jannah.